MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Every eBay seller has a story, and for some, it's a calling. Will Seipel is the founder and CEO of WorthPoint, and he's here now to tell us how a turkey call led him to selling on eBay, where he's known also as top-rated seller. Will's 1-4. Will, what do you sell on eBay?
I sell about anything I can find, Griff. I used to joke and say I'd sell my mom if I could buy her back cheaper. And she thought that was funny.
And your mom loves you even in spite of it.
She's 90 years old. She wouldn't know what I did. But no, seriously, I sell about everything. I like to focus on paper and photographs, autographs, and documents and things that are old and neat. But, you know, as you know, I even sell turkey calls. And when I go into a house or a flea market or something, you know, I try to look for things I think that I can sell and are unique and look kind of neat, maybe handmade, and that I can make money on.
Oh, my. I'm looking at one of your listings right now. Oh, my, oh, my. Vintage Ralph Barton erotic print, The Succubus.
Well, those are interesting.
Well,
the employee actually bought one.
Very interesting.
Okay. Is this, I know, how much is it? Tree Fitty? If you've seen South Park, you know the joke, but
I don't.
Okay.
$19.95 is what he's selling it for.
Okay, so it's not tree fitting.
You have 11 watchers on this. You have 11 watchers.
Yeah, I knew a succubus once.
We all have. Or I've known incubuses, I guess.
I've known succubuses.
Yes.
I stood behind them in Kmart.
So it's hard to find succubus items.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, what do you get for the succubus who has everything?
I'm putting it in Terapeak. I kid you not.
Yeah. So, you know, there's some pretty neat stuff there. But, you know, and it all gets down to keeping your people happy, your buyers and sellers. And I was referred to this house to go to down in Lithonia Springs, Georgia, that which is in the middle of nowhere. And it's an old southern town that an estate sale dealer that deals in more upscale Buckhead didn't think she could make money doing an estate sale down there.
Huh.
So I was about the fifth person to get into the house, which is, you know, pretty far back in the line.
Sure.
But the guy told me to fill my car with anything I wanted out of his father's estate that I could get into my Jeep for $10,000. And so I took him up on it and packed a lot of stuff in my Jeep. And I was black when I got out of there. It was 100 degrees. It was filthy, dirty, sooty, no ventilation in an old house. And I saw this little thing on the mantle, and I grabbed it. And, you know, I said, this will fit my car. It's about 2 square inches. And I have about that much room left. And so I grabbed the item. I didn't even know what it was, but I liked the carving on it, and I took it with me and put it in my car.
And that was it.
So tell us, so what
that
happened?
Was it.
So it was.
Oh,
it
God.
It
I
was
home.
That. Was that the turkey call?
That was the turkey call. And I got home late that night. My car packed. I couldn't see anything but straight ahead in front of me. And you know, I do have a lot of inventory, and here I am coming home with a carload of stuff, and there's inventory all over the house. And,
uh-oh.
And my wife was not very happy with me because I had emptied my car into the foyer of our house. And I grabbed the turkey call, and I looked at my wife and said, look, I got one of these.
Oh,
I didn't know what it was. I looked it up on WorthPoint because there was an inscription on the bottom from a maker that called it a turkey call. And I found one had sold on eBay before for about $10,000.
Oh.
And I told my wife, and I said, look, I'm going to get $10,000 for this turkey call.
Was that a mistake?
Did she
that?
Know at that point that you had spent $10,000?
No, she did not.
No.
And, yikes.
And so I got off, you know, I put it up. She said, yeah, fat chance, and I don't care if you do, and I'm going to bed. And so she's not a believer, but anyway, I got this thing, and I put it up online that night, and I started an auction at 99 cents. And I'm a believer, if you do an auction, start it at 99 cents.
Sure, of course, yeah.
And, you know, the next morning, I had an email from a user that says, can I send my chauffeur over and pick that up? I want you to stop the auction, and I'll pay you $12,000 for it.
What?
Yeah.
are you going to tell us that you did a bad thing?
Well, no, stopping the auction is not a bad thing, necessarily.
Okay. Did you stop the auction?
No, I would never do that. I don't think that's right.
So what happened?
And, you know, and you get into people that want to go around and not do things the right way, which I won't do. And I believe once I put something up and there's a person watching it, my customers have seen it, and I won't, you know, I have people that come back and repeat buyers, and I don't want to disappoint anyone.
Of course not,
so,
right.
Yeah, and so I let the auction run, and I got more and more people contacting me. And it's like I became a famous turkey call seller.
That's all it took was one turkey call.
Yeah, I went out to see Lynn Drawl and speak at her conference in Las Vegas and to talk to all the other single moms out there, because by now I'm a single mom, you know, with all this crap sitting in the foyer. And that, you know, she actually, and the auction ended that night after I had flown back to Atlanta where I live, and Lynn filmed the end of the auction, which you can watch on
YouTube.
On YouTube. And damn if that thing didn't jump to $27,500, I think.
Jeez, for a turkey call.
Yeah.
I think Lee just had a heart attack.
Oh, my God. So your wife, the next day, how long did that take? I mean, was your auction a seven-day auction, or?
Yeah, it was a seven-day auction.
I'm going to assume that you took her out for dinner.
No, she didn't believe.
She was a non-believer. She doesn't deserve her surf and turf.
Oh, are you still married?
Maybe we took her to McDonald's, but, you know.
So you got $27,000.
Oh.
Yeah, and I actually went and took the seller some extra money after that, because there was still the whole carload of stuff left, and there was one item that probably is of equal significance out of there. It's an 8-inch carved stone figure from Easter Island that's a miniature tall head.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think what goes around comes around, and that it's good karma, and that seller has referred other people to me.
So,
oof.
Oh, my gosh. That is a wonderful story. $27,000.
What made it so rare? I mean, what did you learn anything about it besides the fact that it's just a lowly turkey call? Or
there's about 15 to 20 known, and he was the guy that made it was the father or the fountain. You know, he had the patent for box calls, which is it's not a call you blow. It's when you rub a little handle across and it squeaks, and this one squeaks like a turkey. And I believe it's made out of cedar, but he carved all the sides, and he put his name on it. And this one was even a little more special, because the guy was in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, that made these. And that he also made it for a woman. So there was a hunter, the female, and it was made, I believe, I remember, the 1920s. And so somehow he knew this woman in Seabreeze, Florida, all the way from middle of nowhere, Arkansas. And that, you know, there's a connection there, and the fact that it was for a female, you know, which is highly unusual.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it was just kind of a special item, and turkey hunters are, you know, voraciously competitive.
Well, like,
but it gets back to my point. You can't go somewhere hoping you're just going to buy one thing. It's just way too specialized. And if you really want to maximize your time and opportunity, you got to be open to buying other things. Have, you know, follow some hunches. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong.
How long have you owned Worth Point?
7 years. And, you know, the reason I built it is because we as eBay users need quicker, faster ways to do some research.
Oh, I, 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 oh, you, you built the company. I thought you bought it for like $27,000, which would have been ironic. I'm sorry.
That would have been ironic.
I got that all wrong.
Well, I don't know if you know, Griff, we got over 1 billion images on here now.
Yikes.
And we're going to be adding things this year, like visual recognition for maker's marks, and we've already put 100,000 into format for visual ID, China patterns, silver patterns, glass patterns. All that's going to be merged into the site this year, so sellers can do much quicker research, or even buyers, and know things in the field and how they're worth money. I mean, I wouldn't have known this thing was worth money unless it was a prior eBay sale that I looked up on WorthPoint.
So for $27,000, the person who bought it, is he more than likely to frame it and put it on the wall, or will he use it to get turkeys?
He'll show all his friends. The guy owned Bayliner Boats. So he's obviously very wealthy, and a lot of turkey hunters have good resources, and he'll use it to show his friends, and it's probably generally sitting on a shelf somewhere where he can display his trophy.
So what's next?
And I have this turkey call, and you don't.
What's next for WorthPoint, Will?
I think you're going to see us do some very exciting things, both with the data that we get from eBay, as well as, we're bringing in more auction houses. And I'm just so excited about integrating it with all the online books that we have.
Oh, yeah.
And all the maker's marks. I mean, we have marks for guns and toys, as well as silver.
Griff, Will just signed an agreement to be one of our sponsors for the eBay Radio.
Oh, welcome aboard, Will. We'll see you at the party. And WorthPoint.com. If you've never checked it out, please go do it. It's great research. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. We'll be back in a moment with Thrift Hunting with a Pro. This is eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
OMG!
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.